This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
We're getting close to Donna Adelson taking, not necessarily taking the stand, but having her day in court. It'd be very entertaining if she does take the stand, and I'm really kind of hoping for it. Of course, Donna Adelson, the matriarch of the Adelson family, the family that, of course, is Charlie Adelson, who was convicted of being a part of the murder of Dan Markell, having his girlfriend hire some hitmen to go and take out his sister's ex. Why? Because, well, it was inconvenient for the family that he lived so far away. And the grandkids, it was too much of a trek. He's spending the rest of his life in jail. But there's some checks that Donna seemed to have signed that link her directly to those hitmen. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. How damning is all of this for Donna? The fact that she signed the checks from the Adelson Family Foundation, their dental practice, directly over to Charlie's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, well, if you're trying to leave for the police, you know, little breadcrumbs that direct them immediately to you and your involvement in a murder, this is how you do it. You have this paper trail that Donna Adelson has where she's signing checks to this, who appears to be kind of a middle person in this murder for hire plot and who has testified under oath as such. And so why in the world is Donna Adelson signing checks repeatedly that are going to this person? I haven't heard a plausible defense explanation for that.
And the fact that it's like, it's a payment plan for a murder. I mean, the whole thing is like, was it on sale this week? Or like, what was it, a 2-for-1 deal? And did somebody else get offed here? Because it's all so ridiculous. And I've heard a lot of people compare the Adelsons to like a mob family. No, they're a bunch of idiots. They're like, they're a family that likes to go and get a good deal. And they found a good deal on a murder. And they thought they could just pay for it the same way that they'd pay for a refrigerator at Sears. It's just truly shocking. And same with the murderers themselves, that they'd accept a payment plan with this many people involved. Donna looks, I mean, just by the looks of everything, I can't see that it's going to work out very well for her. But there are a lot of questions still involving Harvey, her husband, who... who knows? Who knows what he knew? But one would guess, most of us who have been in relationships or marriages, you tend to share a lot with your spouse. And even if you're not the one pulling the strings, you end up being aware of what strings are being pulled and by who. What kind of possibilities does the future hold for Harvey? The fact that Donna looks like she's going down here.
Yeah, as far as we can tell, this whole Adelson murder for hire, you know, layaway plan appeared to be kind of a family affair. So we already have at least three Adelsons implicated in what happened. Now it makes sense to at least ask questions about Harvey, the father. You know, did he know of something? Did he know of an impending murder and then do nothing to stop it? Where we're seeing a trend in the law where folks who have that knowledge and who could have prevented something horrible from happening but didn't are being looked at and sometimes charged. And that is at least a possibility for anyone who would have that knowledge and not prevent this murder.
Does it depend how aware they were, like as to what level, you know, he would have been aware of, like, hey, you know, they've been throwing this hitman idea around. Harvey, what do you think? I don't think that's a good idea. Get me a beer. You know, if that was the conversation or if it was, we've hired a hitman, Harvey, and he's going to be taken out this day. What, you know, but still does nothing. Does that change the involvement of Harvey or his knowledge? Should he have had to report something just because there was these inklings of it, but hoping, you know, maybe wiser minds will prevail?
The clarity of the information that he had absolutely matters, and how precise it was, how much intent it showed, and whether it was an actual plan or whether it was just some people kind of talking about some weird stuff. Those two things are very different. And so the only way there could possibly be charges is if Harvey knew of like a specific plan that was likely to be carried out. And even under those circumstances, charges would be uncommon 10 years ago, more common now, but still up in the air.
Yeah. There's you have Wendy as well. Obviously, she was the one you would think would be have charged first. But at this point, wouldn't they have charged her if they had something on her? Or are they just keeping peeling back the onion and hoping there'll be something stronger? Or are they just kind of letting her sit out in the wind and watching her, you know, flow to whatever the fuck happens here with the rest of the family?
That one's a bit of a head scratcher to me because, you know, you think about it. If the whole family is involved in trying to kill your spouse, you're likely going to know about it. You're going to have some information about it. They're doing it on your behalf. They're doing it to help you, at least in their minds. Mm-hmm. And so to think that she was completely in the dark and had no clue that her entire, that members of her family were conspiring to kill her husband just seems hard to believe. Yeah. But it does seem like there's been substantial delay. I would have expected charges by now if they had them. And then they would try to turn the family members against Wendy. But that hasn't happened.
Wendy's the one that turned against the family members. You know, in the initial interrogation, it's like, well, my brother, like, what are you doing? You're bringing, like, it's like she already kind of knew that maybe this was in the back of their minds. But who knows? I mean, some families protect each other in very bizarre ways, and this may just be one of those cases. But one would hope if there's something there, it will happen. If not, then she just really, you know, kind of ended up with the worst family in the world, and maybe needs to join the other family member that's kind of already distanced themselves a long ways away and get a new last name.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.